It's time for Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network.
Howdy, football fans. Last week, a game very near to my heart was the only black mark on what otherwise would have been a perfect week of pigskin prognostication. It is some consolation that I'm not the only one to have missed out on a perfect week. Michigan State lost in the Indiana Vatican for the first time in 16 years. Minnesota extended their losing to a ranked team streak to 10 games by letting California snap their own road losing streak. And of course, no losing would be complete without a top 5 USC falling to an unranked team, which is now an annual tradition in the Pac-10. Fortunately for last week's losers, there's always this week. Fortunately for you, here's a look at this week's games. Indiana at Michigan. The attitude in Basketball Town is downright jubilant as the Canal Diggers are off to their best start in years. This weekend, though, they'll get a cruel dose of reality in the form of Rich Rod and his Ann Arbor Animals. Bill Lynch was unfortunate to not have the Wolverines on the schedule last year, and now he has to take his team on the road against an improved Blue and Maize squad. As confident as they may be, the Hoosiers will not find the Big House to be a home away from home. Bennard's loser, Indiana. Minnesota at Northwestern. Minnesota has faced one of the toughest out-of-conference schedules in the Big 11, and they've come out well, their only loss being a close one to top 10 Cal. The Evanston Purple Kittens have the same record, but against generally worse opponents. The trick for Pat Fitzgerald and company will be to contain the potent gopher passing game, but they'll find the rodents have tunneled through their litter box. Bennard's loser, Northwestern. Michigan State at Wisconsin. A two-game losing streak is not what Mark D'Antonio had in mind to bring to the start of conference play. His road trip continues into Camp Randall Stadium on Saturday, where his spear-toters will have to face an improving pack of rodents. Brett Bielema's Badger boys have learned a few lessons from their earlier games, and they'll use their knowledge to stay among the thinning ranks of the Big Ten's undefeated teams. Bennard's loser, in a close one, Michigan State. California at Oregon. Last week's upset of Utah brought some respect back to Eugene. This week brings a pack of bears into Autzen Stadium. Chip Kelly's flock has put the off-the-field drama behind them and have now focused on playing football. The Ursas haven't had any such distraction, and they're already ready. The Ducks are talented, but they won't be able to defend against a determined ground assault. Bennard's loser, Oregon. Miami at Virginia Tech. The Hurricanes have returned to the rankings for the first time in 4 years, and they look to establish dominance in the ACC Coastal by raining on the Hokies' parade. Frank Beamer's squad has recovered from an early-season loss to Alabama, and they've got their raincoats ready. The Cyclones have a stout defense, but they'll get gobbled up. Bennard's loser, in an upset, Miami. Illinois at Ohio State. The Shambana tribe heads into Columbus in the hopes of zookering Jim Tressel's nuts. The Illini normally feel one with nature, but these acorns don't grow into your average oak trees. Old Sweater Vest has been tending his trees, and they're growing nice and strong. The Illinois arrows will be flying, but the bucks have thick bark. Bennard's loser, Illinois. Iowa at Penn State. Kirk Ferentz brings his high-flying flock into Happy Valley on Saturday to take on a pack of Pennsylvania felines. The Nittany Kittens have sharpened their claws in the first 3 weeks, and they'd love to knock a few birds out of the sky. The Iowa City Raptors want to remain undefeated, but this week they're too far away from the nest. Bennard's loser, Iowa. Notre Dame at Purdue. After surviving a must-win in the Indiana Vatican last weekend, Charlie Weiss brings his show on the road to try and convert some West Lafayette bartenders. The locomotive has fallen off the tracks, and if Danny Hope doesn't get things righted soon, his first year as conductor will be pretty painful. Unfortunately for him, the Boilermaker defense has let a lot go by, and the potent Irish offense will have him saying his prayers. Bennard's loser, Purdue. Well, friends, that's all the football there is to talk about this week. Tune in again next week when we'll have a whole more bunch of losers to discuss.
This has been Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network. For advertising information, contact sales@funnelfiasco.com.